you with me. Feel so light I could fly. Maybe I could row us in a boat with these new muscles that I own. I think that I could take those waves, courage in my bones, yeah. I'll embrace the thunder and the lightning. I will make it so hard to forget me. I'm a creature of
you. day, man. Let's take the boat out.
Sure. Toss me a life jack. Try that again. One more time. What about my shades?
1 in 3 fatalities on our waterways is caused by impaired boating. Make the smart choice. Don't boat impaired.
We really should stay on the dock.
A message from Mad Canada.
And welcome back. You're tuned into Open Mic with Varian and Sage on CJSF 90.1 FM. That last track before that really hilarious PSA was Land of Talk, and the song was called Seafoam. That's kind of really funny, like that boating ad. Honestly, it makes me think about, I mean, I'm a recent boat owner, and I've definitely made like a lot of, it made me think about like all the mistakes I had, like, you know, going overboard while the boat's moving and stuff, or trying to swim behind the boat and stuff. Like, it is really no joke, you know, like.
Why don't you talk a bit more about what kind of boat?
Oh, I mean.
It's a sailboat, so.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's actually kind of a funny story. An old regular of mine who is actually also one of the people who've been like very passionate about community radio, funny enough, and has been the, like,
yeah.
Honestly, like, I think most of my friends hadn't been listening to my radio program during my undergrad, and Eric was always there listening to radio because he's such a big fan of it. But yeah, it's kind of a funny story. This, you know, after I graduated, I think I was setting aside a lot of money thinking that, oh, you know, I'm supposed to do my big Europe trip or something, you know, or I'm supposed to go travel. And the opportunity for this boat came around, and this boat's got, like, it's quite a storied boat. I'm not sure if I've ever told you the story about it, but
what's her name?
Oh, the boat's name is Tenacity.
Such a good name.
I think it's quite fitting too. She sits quite like proud, like above the waterline, so I feel like, you know, it makes me think that she's like unsinkable sometimes, you know.
Yeah,
it's definitely not true, but anyways, this boat has like such a crazy history where Eric and his friends were like patrons of like the Burrard Civic Marina for a really long time, and they were looking to buy like upgrade their boat or whatever, get another small size boat, but like a little bit more seaworthy one. And this opportunity came to buy this boat. Basically, this woman's son like was not able to, you know, sail this boat anymore because of like a health reason or something or other, and because of that they were like accruing a lot of mortgage debt. So the marina manager was telling Eric and his friends like, hey, you know, if you offer to pay off this person's like mortgage debt, I bet you they'll give you like a really good deal for this boat. And so they did exactly that, like paid off her debt, and then I believe she sold them the title to this boat for $1.
Wow.
Which is pretty crazy.
Pretty good deal.
And so this boat has been in this friend group for more than 10 years, actually. And it's like, you know, with each owner, it's kind of been their like first boat. Like a bunch of, you know, Eric wasn't the owner at the time that I bought it, but it was like a lot of his friends' first boat ownerships. And so I've been like sailing this boat for a while, actually. Like, you know, and Eric, I met him while I was bartending at like a local bar that used to work at, and he was just one of the patrons. He would come for like jazz nights and stuff, but slowly but surely like learned how to sail this boat. And then the opportunity came where they were selling it, and I was like, oh, I shouldn't do this, but you know, I kind of want to. And so yeah, I've split this boat with some friends, and it's been honestly the best summer like ever. Like, just so much, you know, just full, so full of adventure, and like, you know, the ability to just kind of like, yeah, like, I mean, there's no roads, right? I can kind of like pick a point and go like, hey, I want to go check out these bluffs or something, or I want to just go like, you know, look at someone else's boat from up close or whatnot, you know.
From open mic to open waters.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Oh, I should have wrote a jingle. Yeah.
I know. You guys missed some fantastic conversation we were having before this, but if you're wondering what Varian has been doing instead of open mic, it's been sailing. And I think it's been really good for you.
I think so too, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it would be fun for you to like eventually do a show. You're talking about jingles. I think it would be really fun to do a collaborative show, because I think I've always had like a big wish list for the things I wanted to do in radio. And, you know, to be fair, like, I think in some ways I've been like a very lazy programmer. Like, I've been like, you know, I kind of come, and I also think that's kind of developed into my like radio style. But I definitely like show up a little unprepared. But it'd be so cool if you had like a radio show with some other friends and like, you know, made some jingles or something, or like did some stuff.
I would love to do that. I love making jingles.
Yeah.
Any song that's longer than 30 seconds is incredibly difficult for me. So like the jingle is the perfect form.
Interesting. Yeah.
I feel like structuring a song is quite difficult, whereas like a little melody, got that.
Yeah.
Got that down pat. But yeah.
I think we were also talking right before this, and I kind of want to dive back into it about like radio as being like a temporary thing. Like,
yeah. You were talking about how radio is like a journal for you. You don't want to read it back. But I have a very different relationship to my own journal.
Mm.
I was wanting you to say more about that. Like, do you think you revisit things like in your journal or on radio?
I mean, I've never like, and I think that's also like, especially with the radio thing, I know it's a fact that nobody like wants, no one likes the sound of their own voice, just because it doesn't sound like, hearing your voice from something else doesn't sound the same way that you hear it through like your bones and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it, you don't sound like what you think you sound like.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I mean, part of it too is that I think it needs, especially with radio, like I think generally I sometimes can be like a little bit of like a nervous public speaker.
Mm.
And so I think by, you know, not thinking about this being saved anywhere or like not becoming content, and like I can maybe express myself a little bit better.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
You know, maybe the same with like journaling, where it's like, and you know, okay, well, if, for example, like, would you ever be comfortable with someone else reading your journal?
Sometimes I'm cooking in there.
Yeah.
Like, I wrote some, like, really abysmal and, like, quite sad things. But I was like, but also this is, like, incredibly generative in that, like, I'm not the same person that I used to be. Mm-hmm. I was writing this in a very specific moment, and from it came a lot of really good things. So, like, I think sometimes, you know, I revisit these journal entries and I think I have a lot to kind of be proud of, or, like, remember that I've sort of moved through. And then also, like, it's so edgy sometimes in such a way that I'm like, this is actually really good.
Yeah,
like,
really.
This would, like, these could be lyrics. Like, things could happen.
Okay,
here.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's horrible, though.
Right.
I'm writing really bad poems.
That's cool, though. I think I would not be, yeah, I think that's another thing. I think I'd be kind of embarrassed to, like, share.
Yeah, I think what's interesting, too, is that you don't want to become content, as you say, versus, like, you know, there's something about broadcasting where it's like, you know, it's kind of this invisible audience, whereas with the journal, for example, it's a very different relationship that you have to a journal versus like a Substack, for example.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they feel similar to me in the sense that it's just like the way I, you know, the way I write and the way that like I'm talking right now is just like stream of consciousness, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I'm probably, like, repeating myself a lot, or, like, you know, I'm probably, you know, I'm just, like, you know, word vomiting into my journal, you know, and it's just sort of, like, getting it out there, you know?
Yeah, I think part of actually why sometimes my journal, I do actually want to read it back, is I think sometimes I'm kind of reflexively writing in the moment, and I'm trying to get closer to what you're saying, which is, like, just writing, but sometimes I'm thinking in the moment, like, how does this sound?
Right.
And maybe that's part of it, too, is, like, I'm actually kind of thinking about myself as the audience later on.
Interesting.
Like, what would future me think of this? And, like, how do I make this kind of, like, engaging? Also, maybe it's just ADHD. I know that I need to make it interesting. I'm quite dramatic.
I'm sure it is interesting, though. Well, I almost, like, know that, too. And so, yeah, to that point, I actually have only recently started, like, writing the date on my journal.
Wow.
Just, I think, and it's, like, I have no intentions right now to go back and, like, read anything that I've written, but, like, I think maybe, like, in like, 5 years, it might be nice to be, like, oh, man, like, this time, like, this date, like, oh, where was, I was probably, like, living here at this time or whatever, like, kind of somewhere to place it along my lore timeline, you know?
Yeah, I think it's kind of also just a matter of what you need in the moment. And however, if you do decide to reread it, how you interpret it later is what becomes meaningful. I think it's better just to have sort of like a experience or whatever the journal represents to you, or the radio show. If it's an outlet, then it's an outlet.
Yeah.
I think maybe I'm looking at things from a very like documentarian perspective, where I'd like to document time and like what's going on.
Yeah. But
it's really interesting. Things can have many different meanings and many different reasons for doing them, many intentions.
I think one thing, now that I'm thinking about what you just said, is, and also because, like, I've been trying to, like, get into some songwriting as well. Like, I've been playing some music with my friends and whatnot, but it's cool that you're able to, like, reread your journal and find, like, and also because maybe think that you write more poetically, where I'm just like, blah, 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 blah. But it's interesting to, like, pull some lyrics from your journal as well.
Yeah, I'm trying to think about, like, not everything is good.
Yeah, right.
Some of it I'm like, I really don't want to read that. But I think that there's some parts of it where it's like, I feel like it helps me remember that there's sort of always growth happening, even if you feel quite stagnant.
Because mm-hmm,
right. If you read a journal, it's like, yeah, I feel the same, but I'm not in that exact same headspace.
Yeah.
And I like that it's sort of the static moment in time that, like, when you read in the present, and I'm not always reading my journal, that feels very narcissistic, but, like, when I do, I'm like, yeah, okay, this is a very static moment in time that I'm recontextualizing in this current moment. And I think mm-hmm. that's actually quite cool.
Yeah.
And, like, therapeutic in a way.
Yeah, maybe I would reread some journal entries, but I'm curious now to think about, like, what my radio show looked like when I first started. I wonder if I can find that. I know that you were able to dig up one of my radio shows, but, yeah. Like, I'm a little bit curious to, like, my presentation style and whatnot. But anyways, we're going to get back to some music here. For this next track, let's do... I've got a song called Blair Witch Project by a band called Virginia Creeper here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Whoops. It was...
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for tuning in. Once again, my name is Sage. I am joined by Varian, who's actually hosting today. Today, to close off the session for our lovely open mic at CJSF 90.1, we are playing a song that is near and dear to me after just defending my thesis, Get Off the Internet.
Sweet. See ya.